This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Every day at 10 a.m. and p.m. on 89.9 FM, WCNO, Palm City.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Action is never initiated by thought. Say that with me. Action is never initiated by a thought. Action is only initiated when I'm willing to take responsibility. You can think a thing all your life and never do it. And most people do. Most people dream about being something great. Dream about a certain dream job or a certain career, but they never take no action. They have the thought. They picture themselves all dressed up. They picture themselves cashing the paycheck. They picture themselves living the great life, but they don't take no action that corresponds with what they're dreaming about. Come on, huh? There's a lot of things we think about. I go on a diet sometimes, but I think about going on a diet a whole lot more, and that's pretty evident. I've been thinking about dieting for 7 years. Very seldom does it manifest because I don't always take action. And the reason why I don't take action is because I'm susceptible to Pringles. Praise the Lord. Just being honest with you tonight. Is that all right? I've learned that lesson repeatedly. It's okay. I'm just being real. Is that all right? You can't say you believe something and then do something different. There has to be corresponding action. Otherwise, your faith is worthless. You got some people that say, well, I forgive them. They hurt me so bad, but I forgive them. But all they do is go around and talk about how they got hurt by them. They didn't forgive them. You know? I forgive you, brother. Turn right around. You know, I forgave him for what he did to me because it was so evil. what they did. And I'm over it now, but let me just tell you how bad it was. You didn't forgive nobody. Come on, huh? I mean, are you on a divine assignment from heaven? It's not the things you think about. It's the things that you act on. And we have to learn how to take responsibility. That responsibility, when you take it, will always lead to action. Praise the Lord, huh? The proof of maturity is responsibility. You want to know if somebody's mature enough? See what they're responsible for. If you got somebody that's in your circle in your life and they ain't taking the responsibility, that just means they're immature and ignorant. And I'm not trying to be mean, but that's just a fact. People that take responsibility are mature. People that don't take responsibility are usually ignorant or they're immature. They haven't fully developed. They're still waiting on everybody else to take care of them and somebody else to be responsible for them. Most of them people have a victim mentality too. It's always somebody else's fault for their problem. I'm telling you what. How'd this happen? What happened? How'd you get here? Well, my mama. Well, my dad. Well, my boss. Well, this. Well, that. It's always somebody else's fault. That is a clear sign of immaturity. Well, I felt the air go out of the room. Are y'all all right? Number two. I must recognize I am a spiritual activist. So we don't like that word in the church because we always associate that with crazy people throwing Molotov cocktails in the street. But there's something about, yeah, I mean, no, Jesus was an activist. He had everybody talking. Who is this? He was an activist, amen? An activist is somebody that uses vigorous effort to bring about change. Vigorous effort. Not lackadaisical. Not just going along to get along. But somebody that vigorously goes after it. Somebody that's passionately pursuing it, amen? In other words, it's the cause. It's the reason. They got motivated by a cause, and they put their life behind the cause and their fight. We've seen some of that go on over in Iran today. Millions of people out there in the street fighting for a cause. They're activists. Come on, somebody, huh? David said that. David said, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? David was an activist. You mean worship David? David that was taking care of the sheep, loving David? David, God after man. Yeah, he was an activist. He showed up down there at the mountain and over the valley where Goliath was. He showed up in there. He said, who is this uncircumcised jerk coming against the army of the Lord? What will be done for the man? And then he said this, is there not a cause? Is there not a reason to go into battle? He said, I fought a lion, I fought a bear. Is there not a cause? He said that to his brothers. His brothers thought he was full of himself. What are you down here, you little loudmouth? You just coming down here to show out. David just went right on past them. He said, wait, just forget about you. Is there not a cause? See, I think sometimes we need to ask ourselves that question when it comes to our purpose in life. Is there not a cause? Because if we don't keep asking ourselves the question, is there not a cause, then pretty soon we don't take responsibility for our life. And we feel like we have no reason for living. And then pretty soon we think, well, this whole Jesus thing, I don't know. I don't know about all this. I mean, it's okay, but I feel like I'm so clamped down. I can't do anything. I can't have any fun. You know why you feel that way? Because you haven't taken responsibility for your life and you're not fighting for the cause. You're being selfish. I know they ain't going to preach this everywhere, but I won't preach it here. Come on, huh? Moses was a spiritual activist. Good old Moses, Pharaoh's adopted son. He walked up and saw the people being persecuted, the slaves are being persecuted, and he recognized that he too was a son of Israel. And he said, I can't stand this any longer. And he was willing to walk away from Pharaoh. He killed a guy and became on the top most wanted of Pharaoh's list. Top 10, most wanted, Moses. On the run, in the wilderness. Praise the Lord, amen. Nehemiah was an activist. He'd go out at night and survey the city. And the Bible says this is what they said about Nehemiah. I love this about Nehemiah. He was so upset about the condition of the city. The Bible said that he wept until he couldn't weep no more. Have you ever cried so much you can't cry no more? That was his heart that was pounding in his chest. There was such a motivation for the cause of the city there. The people were on edge and everything was falling apart. And Nehemiah said, I just can't keep sitting in my palace. I can't just keep watching this. My brothers are vulnerable. I can't keep letting this go by. And the Bible says he got together a band of men. He said, we're going to go rebuild the walls of the city. Is there not a cause? Come on, somebody, amen. Look, touch somebody and say, are you a spiritual activist? Are you a spiritual activist? I mean, Martin Luther King was born at a time in this nation when the KKK had the highest membership ever in the history of this country. Come on, somebody, amen. When people of color and other ethnicities were being beat with water hoses and strung up in trees. And he said, you know what? I ain't backing down. Is there not a cause? And changed the policies of this nation forever because he dared stand up and say, is there not a cause? In this country today, is there not a cause? 50 million babies aborted before they ever had a chance to breathe air. Is there not a cause? Marriage under assault. We got more people shacking up today in the church than ever in the history of the church. The covenant of marriage being tossed aside. Is there not a cause? Kids growing up without parents. Families broken. Children destitute. Is there not a cause? We got men using women's restrooms and women using men's restrooms. Is there not a cause? I mean, we're living in a crazy world. Kids indoctrinated in school. Little boys changing their name to little girls' names. Boys wearing dresses and girls wearing boys' clothes. Is there not a cause? I mean, is anybody seeing this? Is there not a cause? Come on, amen. Christians that work in public places and for government jobs ain't allowed to talk about Jesus. I mean, think about what's happening. We got generations of families that are stuck in poverty, generation after generation. They can't even take care of their basic needs in the most wealthy country in this world. Is there not a cause? We got political correctness run amok. You can't even joke around no more. You can't even have fun anymore because somebody's going to be offended and sue you. Praise the Lord. And nobody wants to take responsibility for the mess our government's in. Everybody just keeps pointing fingers. Come on, is there not a cause? Is there not a reason to stand up for Jesus? Is there not a reason to declare his good works? Is there not a reason to fight? Is there not a reason to have a purpose tonight? You got the Middle East boiling over and the whole world about to erupt into a war. Is there not a cause? Come on, amen. I'm telling you, man, this house, this ministry is mission focused. And you've got to decide, are you going to sit on the sidelines? Are you going to declare, is there not a cause? Are you going to become a spiritual activist? Or are you just going to sit back and be a spectator in this life? Martin E. Mueller said this. He said, first they came for the socialists. And I didn't think to speak up because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the workers of the trade unions. And I didn't say anything because I didn't belong to the union. Come on, amen. Then they came for the Jews. I didn't speak out because I'm not a Jew. And then they came for me. But there was no one left to speak for me. We're living in desperate times in this world, and we've got our head in the sand as the church, living our little lives in our little Christian bubble. And I'm telling you, the world needs what you have. You cannot afford to be self-centered and focused on all your issues all the time when there's a call of God on your life. Mordecai told Esther, he said, you're beautiful. There's this edict that's gone out. They're going to kill all the Jews. Maybe you were born for such a time as this. Is there not a cause? Maybe God set you aside to change a generation. Maybe God saved you and put you in this house or put you in this school because there's some kid or there's some family that needs what you got. Is there not a cause? You know, when Hitler marched across Europe, 85% believed that Hitler was wrong. They thought his policies were wrong. They thought his motivation was wrong, but nobody stepped up and said anything to him. They thought his attitude towards the Jews was wrong, but people remained silent, and the silent majority sent 6 million Jews to a gas chamber and 30 million more Jews to concentration camps. This is the world we're living in today. Y'all understand this? When Mao began to march across China, They had the witness of Hudson Taylor in China. Revival was spreading across all across China. Mao showed up and everybody remained silent. And he took over the whole nation and slaughtered 60 million people. Who kills 60 million people? Listen, there ain't but 350 million people in the United States of America. Can you imagine if 60 million people were murdered? People remained silent. A nation that had revival fires burning in it, decimated by one man. Come on, help me, somebody. Because the silent majority was a bystander. Because the church sat still on a pew and was focused on their own little issues and would not take responsibility for their assignment. This is real stuff. Come on, Michael, jump on the keyboard for me. Pastor, I didn't want to hear all this tonight. Listen, you need to hear this tonight. You need to understand that your life was meant for a whole lot more than you think it is. Come on, number three. Followers of Christ impact their generation. Followers of Christ impact their generation. John 15, 16 says this, "You did not choose me, but I chose you. The reason I chose you was so that you could go bear fruit." See, God didn't choose you so you could just sit around on your butt and do nothing. He chose you to bear fruit. The fruit you bear will always impact the next generation that comes after you. See, Christianity is generational. God ain't got no grandchildren, ladies and gentlemen. You might have grandchildren, you might have great-grandchildren, but God don't have grandchildren. If we don't do what we're supposed to do in our generation, then the next generation will not know. He called us to bear fruit. I'm not talking about fruit in your own life so you can just go around and have your head all blessed up. I'm talking about fruit into the next generation. So that the life you leave a mark on the people that are coming after you. So now, God didn't just save you so you could die and go to heaven. He saved you because you have a purpose. To save someone else. To give somebody else Jesus. To go day in and day out. And demonstrate the love of God and bear fruit everywhere you go. Jesus said, I come to raise up people that don't return evil for evil. Our natural instinct is to return evil for evil. Somebody does you wrong, do them wrong back. Somebody smacks you, smack them back. Somebody was rude to you, be rude to them back. Jesus said, don't return evil for evil. I want you to go bear fruit. Show them a different way. Return good for evil. People do you wrong, do them good. That's a hard thing to do, ain't it? Do them good. Somebody say, do them good. Jesus said, I want to raise up a group of people that know how to forgive their enemies. Forgive those that spitefully use you and talk about you and put you down. Forgive them. Bless them. Don't curse them. Pray for them. You know how you know when you really got Jesus working in your life? When you pray for somebody that's been nasty to you. That's a hard thing to do, ain't it? Most of the time when people are nasty to you, you just go home and boil over. Who do they think they are? I don't want to be around them no more. They call themselves a Christian. Pray for them. Come on, look at your name and say, I'm praying for you. He said, I come to raise up people that don't hold on to everything they got. They know how to be generous. They know how to give. They know how to get up off the pew and go out and make a difference. They know how to come together. They know how to assemble and congregate and be a real family and shine a light into this dark world. Be a lighthouse of hope. Come on, somebody. People that walk to the sound of a beat of a different drum. They don't look like everything in the world. They look a little bit different. They're just a little bit off. A little bit skewed. People that bear fruit and fruit that remains. Fruit that continues on. So here's my question to you tonight in closing. What are you going to do to get up and follow Jesus? Think about it. What are you going to do to get up and follow Jesus? Well, Pastor, you know, I'm trying to work some things out in my life right now. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I got a lot of stuff on my plate. I don't know what to do. And, you know, I got this going on and that going on. And I just don't know what to do. Listen, there'll never be a day in your life when you don't have something to do. I'm going to try that again. There'll never be a day in your life when you don't have something to do. You will, as long as you're breathing air, you're going to have something to do. Praise the Lord. Amen. You're constantly going to be fixing something because something is constantly needing to be fixed. That's just how life is. And if you're not constantly fixing something, then we probably don't need you anyway because I don't need any self-righteous people here. I don't know. I don't think that went over too good. But come on. I want people that know how to get things together and work on it. If you think you got it all together, don't come here because I ain't never met anybody that's got it all together. If you got it all together, then you don't need to be around me. Well, that just means you're self-righteous. But if you got stuff you're working on, then join the team, baby. Join the team. We all got stuff we're working on. You say, well, Pastor, I just don't have much time. Let me see your watch. Can I just help you right now? Everybody got the same amount of time. There's 24 hours in a day. Nobody's got a minute more or a minute less. Everybody got the same. Time is the only thing that everybody in this building has equal portion of. Everybody's got time, talent, and treasure. Some people got more talent. Some people got more treasure. Some people got less treasure. But we all got the equal amount of time. Everybody got the same seconds on the clock every day. What you do with your time is entirely up to you. You can make time. So don't come to me and say, I ain't got time. You got time. The same amount of time I got. You got the same amount of time everybody's got. Time's the same. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to finish with this. It's not what you have received from God. It's what you do with what you've received. It's what you do with it. What are you doing with your life? Are you like one of those 38 people standing in an alley in 1964 in New York City while a helpless woman was screaming for her life for help, for somebody just to help her while she was brutally stabbed 30 times? Are you one of the people just standing by watching life spin out of control? Are you ready to get up, follow Jesus, and do something? Stand on your feet all over the room. We're going to do something in 2018. I invite you. I invite everybody in this room to do something with us. We're going to mark this community. When we check out of this life, the Treasure Coast, the city of Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, Vero Beach, we're going to leave a mark on this place that three or four generations down the road will remember. We're going to get up, we're going to follow Jesus, and we're going to do something in this place, in this region. I just want to know if you're going to do it with me. I need you. We need you. You need us. You can't fulfill the goal of God on your life if you don't have us. We're in this together. We're an assembly. We're a congregation. We're an army. We're family. Praise the Lord. That's good news. I need you. You need me. Are you ready to do something? Come on, stretch your hands up all over the room. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the Treasure Coast of Florida. We thank you for Vero Beach and Fort Pierce and Port St. Lucie and Stewart tonight, God. And we declare that your kingdom come to this region. Father, I thank you for raising up men and women of God that will set aside personal agendas, take responsibility for their life, for their assignment. Lord, that they will become spiritual activists. They won't back up. They won't shut up. They won't be quiet about who you are. And Father, they will bear fruit that remains. Father, I speak this and declare this over your people tonight. I thank you for Truth Church. Lord, I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for Pastor Bill's ministry. Lord, I thank you for the school ministry. Lord, I thank you that you have assembled us, God, to change this region. And we will do it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, if you believe that night, lift up a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
In the midst of a multitude of those from there.